man. Sit right down. Keep your hands up. Keep your chin down. Shut the door. Time to go with Randy Harrison. Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, prizes, and surprises anywhere for Knockout Radio. I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
All right, I want to thank everybody for tuning in. I want to thank our guests, and we'll see everybody next week.
Sweet, I get a day off.
It was quick. Huh?
That was awesome.
That was the quickest 2 hours we've ever done.
Wow, it's going to go by fast.
I wish that we had the money, the budget. That's the word I'm looking for.
Money? What money?
Yeah. I wish we had the budget of a major radio network like Knockout Radio, because we could do that like sound effects, and before we know it, it's March, and right around the corner is Media Day for the St. Pete Grand Prix.
Okay.
Or the Firestone Grand Prix of St. Pete.
So you need a sound card. That's what you need. Or an engineer.
No. We need a budget to spend the 3 minutes to put it all together. Because, what is it? Like the Wayne's World. All of a sudden, it's race week. Because we are 9 days away. Next week.
To finish out the season. And it's for the Cup. It's close. It's competitive. Do you like that instead of like kicking off the season here, do you like that the finish line, the last race, determines the winner and is in our home backyard?
You know, it's one of those, it's a silly question to ask because no matter what, you can make it benefit you.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, it's the race to open the season. Typically.
But it means nothing because there's a whole season to go.
But I'm just saying you could take the other side. That's not true. You want to get off on the right foot. You want to get the victory right out of it. Now, here's the thing.
Okay.
And I'm going to try to get to it real quick because we are scheduled to have a former winner.
Oh, a champion.
Of the Firestone Grand Prix of St. Pete, Will Power. A lot of pressure is going to be on him.
That's a pretty cool name.
Yeah, well, it's a great name. It's like Lake Speed. Or
is that a nickname? Or is that?
No, that's his name. That's Will Power. Yeah.
Real name. What's his middle name? What's his nickname?
Fast. Will Fast Power.
Okay.
But here's where it's going to be a lot of pressure on Mr. Power.
Okay.
The last 2 years, we've had one guest on to promote the Firestone Grand Prix of St. Pete.
Okay.
And both have won the race.
Oh.
The last 2 years.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's the Randy regime kiss of luck.
A little karma there, if you believe in that. I am going to yell at myself.
Oh, good.
I am going to rip myself for something that I said.
What'd you say?
Okay. I think I didn't say it properly. I said something. No, and again, I'm fighting with myself. My inner voices are talking to me right now.
Okay.
So with a lot of people talking about Tom Brady not shaking hands last week.
Yes.
I guess Mahomes didn't shake hands after the game. LeBron leaving the court before the game ended.
Right.
Okay. And what have I always said?
They don't owe you anything. They're not there to be
friends
or but isn't there a sports etiquette?
No.
I mean, like, I understand why Dak Prescott doesn't want to play footsies with anybody right now.
At least right now.
Because he broke his ankle. But everybody else should have professionalism.
Not necessarily.
Because you're idled for so many young kids and youth around the world
that you shouldn't
part of that $100 million contract or whatever it is come with some set of standards?
Yes, there's standards. But again, there's either rules and there's no such thing as unwritten rules. And we can get back to this, but I want to get to what I'm trying to say. So what have I said about trash talking?
There's no line.
There is no line.
You don't see anything as off limits in trash talk.
There is nothing off limits. Now, there could be things that you may find that you don't like, or for that matter, things that I don't like. But it doesn't change the fact that there are no lines in trash talking.
Okay.
With that said, I said how disappointed, how I didn't like whatever, what Israel did.
Right, where he humped
to Paulo Costa.
A knocked out Paulo Costa, right, who'd been beaten.
And it bothered me because as I saw somebody talked about it, I think it was the guy that replaced me here in the Tampa Bay area.
Okay.
Back when I was on another station. And they let me go, and the very next day or the very day after they brought in, I don't know, I think he's on Fox.
Okay.
What's the big dude's name that's on Fox?
Oh, Kevin something. Kevin.
Not locally, nationally.
Oh, Shepard Smith?
Who?
Shepard Smith?
No. It'll come to me who his name. But I saw a clip that he was talking about, you know, that after a football game and emotions and you want to win. And then it hit me that I was kind of negative towards Israel at what he did, which is a form of trash talking.
Sure. I mean,
it's a
disrespectful form of trash
talking. It is disrespectful, but it's still trash talking. And if there is no line, if there is no written line, you can't cross something that's not written.
Okay.
So even though I thought it was uncalled for, obviously he didn't. And if you dislike somebody, do it. You're trying to, you know, get back in his head or stay in his head or with a big F you, you know, whatever.
So how come out of all the sports, of all the trash talking, all the crazy antics, how come the race car drivers are the ones that actually get into physical altercations and they punch with their helmets on?
Yeah.
Like,
that's a bad man.
Right? I mean, you think the UFC guys are tough. Go punch a guy in his helmet.
That is a bad man who'll throw a punch to someone wearing a helmet.
Tony Stewart hit a guy with a car once. Allegedly on accident.
Well, it wasn't a car. It was a go-kart.
Well, the sprint car. And it killed the guy. Right? So, I mean, that's where trash talking goes to the next level. Like, once it becomes physical, once it crosses that line, then yes. So Israel, it was a physical. He was on his back, and he made the symbol of humping another man that was unable to defend himself in a sign of disrespect, but he still made it physical by touching or assaulting another man.
Yes, but in this particular case, I'm going to disagree because he was in a physical altercation to begin
with. That fight was over. Well, it was over. That fight had already been signaled by the ref.
Well, I'm pretty sure that Khabib proved that, and Connor proved that the fight's not over until you leave the cage.
Well, yeah, just because they climbed over the cage and started a fight in the crowd.
Then you're still in it. Then the fight's still going on. And a lot of stuff to get to. There's a big fight this weekend, and this is pretty big. Korean Zombie against Brian Ortega.
Huge. It's a big fight.
It definitely is, but still I can't wait for next week.
But, I mean, haven't there been situations where things have become physical? Like on ice hockey in Denver, I remember, I think it was Steve Moore and Todd Bartuzzi came up from behind him and assaulted him in a game of play. And attacked him. I think he got like civil charges after that. I think he actually got. So you can be held accountable for assaulting if your trash talking leads to physical altercation. And I would say now with this germ warfare and this whole COVID-19, I would say spitting in your hand as the baseball players go by, you know, like when you're a kid in Little League and you wanted to be a douche and you wanted to like spit in your hand and make them rub it because you had to say, you know, good game to your opposing team. Now you're spreading COVID-19.
That never happened. And B, you know, that's always been one of my biggest I hates.
What do you mean it's never happened? It happens every game.
I've never known of you spit in somebody's hand.
You spit in your hand, then you shake their hand because you have to. So you do it as a sign of like, ha. Like, I had to do this, but I spit in my hand and now you have to deal with it.
I literally would take a baseball bat to your forehead.
Well, no. So the trash talking, hold on. Your trash talk is now going to punch me in the head with a bat.
If you spit in your hand and then... Even,
you've never seen that in Little League, in middle school, high school?
I don't
school.
Remember it. No, I don't. Really? It's never happened to me. And I have always said how much I hated that. I hated doing it in Little League. I hate doing it 2 years ago in softball.
Right.
I hate that. I hate it. Then I got kicked off a softball team, and unfortunately they kicked Sean off as well, because we fought with these guys, literally. We had a bench-clearing brawl.
Because of the trash talk.
No, not, well, yeah,
you
maybe.
Crossed the line. Like, that's what happens.
Well, it wasn't me. I made them cross the line. You know, I was the Dennis Rodman in the softball world.
Sure.
You know, I made you cross the line.
Okay.
So here we had an altercation. It all got ugly, blah, 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 blah. And then they want to shake hands after. No. And so I went to the dugout, got my crap. You know, I don't even remember if Sean must not have as well, because he had my back. And they literally kicked me off the team for doing it.
Wow.
Why would you go out and shake hands, even though it's never good game? You know,
because the sport is bigger than the.
You know
the
what
player.
You know what you say, right? After if you do go out there and high five and all that crap.
Oh, got lucky.
No, you just go game.
Oh.
You don't say good game, 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 game.
Right.
But it's ridiculous. But, it's so stupid.
But the sport should be the top hierarchy. So everything falls underneath that. So the players, the team, the coaches, the respect for the game, the respect for the mound, or the respect for the octagon. That's why they bow, the martial arts.
Speaking of respect the game.
Yes.
I did lose a little small. And I don't want to make light of this with the passing of Joe Morgan.
Oh, Big Joe.
You know.
The big red machine.
Whitey Ford also passed away. But Joe Morgan, I can still remember watching him growing up with the chicken wing. You know how he used to bat, where he would flap his wing. Then went on to play for the Phillies. I know I believe he went to Houston. I think he three teams, you know, after Cincinnati. Let's be honest, and you are probably too young to really know the Big Red Machine.
Right.
I don't know if there will ever be another team as good as that Cincinnati Reds team.
Really?
Oh my God. Are you kidding?
This is that dominant.
Tony Perez, Pete Rose, Johnny Bench, George Foster. Did I ever tell you my George Foster story?
No.
It's legendary.
Really?
It really is legendary. So right? We'll tell the George Foster, Joe Morgan, ironically, story when we return about the recently departed Joe Morgan. So I'll tell that story when we return. Coming to you live from Tour de Pizza, 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Sub.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
This is Franco Harris with Randy Harris on Knockout Radio.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza. That's Tour de Pizza.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Join the Humane Society of Tampa Bay for their virtual week of giving October 5th through the 10th. This week will include a silent auction, wine pool, raffles, and conclude with a one-hour virtual show at the Humane Society of Tampa Bay's new shelter. Visit humanesocietytampa.org to learn how you can participate.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Tony Hawk, and you're talking sports with Randy.
All of time.
All right, we are back to 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete. So, quick story.
Okay, yeah.
All right, so...
now's where we need the production budget for the story time with Uncle Randy.
Well, we used to have that.
Well, what happened?
I think that was one of the liners that we used over with Bubba.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, we can repurpose it.
We do need to put that together.
Yeah, and I got to make a new commercial.
I've been telling you that for a year.
I know.
But we do need it. It's a 3-second soundbite that just says, story time with Uncle Randy.
And how like the ching.
And I think we had it, and we may have it at Tantalk as well. It's Wegs did it.
Yes.
You know, did the voice for it. So early, mid-70s, I'm bat boy for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Yep.
Here in St. Petersburg.
Yes.
They were renovating Outlang Stadium.
Okay.
So we were playing, I forget what the name of the park was called, down on the south side.
Damon's Landing?
No.
Oh.
It wasn't a concert.
Oh, I don't know. He's at a park.
So it was a rain out. And so a lot of the Cardinals went on the field, and we were playing the Reds, and they're like slip sliding the outfield. Okay. So I bring my little brother on the field.
Uh-huh.
He was probably 8.
Okay.
So he goes up to Joe Morgan, and he says, Mr. Morgan, may I have your autograph? The player turned to security and had my younger brother escorted off the field.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Again, my brother's 8.
Right.
This is 40, probably 50 years ago.
Wow.
No, 40 years ago, 46 years ago,
okay.
Somewhere in there. It was not Joe Morgan.
Okay.
It was George Foster.
George Foster.
So my brother goes to George Foster and says, Mr. Morgan, may I have your autograph?
Uh-huh.
And George Foster had my brother escorted off the field. And that's why my brother to this day could care less. And blah, blah. I'm sure there's other reasons too, which
sure.
I'm sure you're aware of. That's why I got that baseball. When you went after your favorite player, Kiermaier.
You were to Tony Perez.
I went to George Foster.
George Foster.
It was George Foster. And I went to George Foster to get the ball. I also got something from Tony Perez.
You
I'm
did.
Not stupid. But I got the George Foster.
Sure.
So years later, before I got the autographed ball from my brother 2 years ago, I'm on a bus, a celebrity bus.
Okay.
And we're going to a big charity event in St. Louis.
All right.
Brett Hull was there.
Oh, Brett
Tony
Hall.
Twist was there, if you know who that is.
I have no idea.
He was the enforcer of the St. Louis Blues.
Okay.
Okay. You were talking about taking a skate and beating you over the head with it. That was a Tony Twist deal.
Okay.
And we're playing cards, and the guy who was in, he's George Clooney's best friend, if you know who that is.
I know George Clooney.
Okay, well, it's his best friend,
okay.
And it's not you. So he comes from behind. Well, he was in a back little special room with George Foster.
Oh.
And I totally ignored George Foster.
Did you really?
He tried to sit down. I big time George Foster.
Wow.
How about that? Okay, because of what he did to my brother.
That's when you know you made it.
So then 2 years ago, when we got the ball, I gave my brother, you know, the George Foster ball. But that's kind of, had nothing to do with Joe Morgan.
Right.
Joe
right.
Morgan had no idea that he was on the field. But it was to the point where my brother said to George Foster, Mr. Morgan, may I have your autograph?
Wow. Speaking of Mr. Morgan, there is John Morgan and you and I at UFC 253.
What are you talking about?
The UFC is replaying the Gastelum Adesanya fight, and you and I are sitting right next to John Morgan from Yahoo Sports, right there. That's you. That's me. Look, wearing the Knockout Radio shirt right behind Izzy. Thank God he didn't try to hump us there. We were close.
What are you talking about?
I'm just saying. That's us. We're on the UFC feed right now. They're playing the fight, and you and I are in the crowd right there.
How did I allow you to sit that close?
I know. I mean, I could have gone in and fought. That's how close I was to the action. Next time I'm going in. I'm gonna save Paulo. I'm a Brazilian. I gotta take care of my people.
I'm gonna set that up.
Yeah, me versus Izzy.
I want you to run in just so you can get knocked out.
Well, why do you automatically assume that's gonna happen? What if I throw a Steven Seagal front Seagal?
How about the kick? How about that leg kick Saturday?
Have you ever seen anything like that?
Oh, my God. Honestly, I think it's the greatest knockout of all time.
And I think it's going to change. Well, I got two different scenarios. One, that the fighter, I think that was only his, what, second fight? What, he was very inexperienced in the octagon, right? But the guy that got knocked out. I think he just fought recently, and he came out of nowhere, and he like had a win. And so they kind of built him up like Derek Lewis. Like, oh, okay, he's the hot hand. Let's get him another fight real quick. But two, it's going to change the way guys fight. It's going to change, like, because the leg.
Yeah, you're not going to grab somebody's foot.
Well, no, you're going to grab it so you can, like, spin off and kick. So people aren't going to just throw a lazy leg kick and leave it out there. You've got to snap it and get it back, or you might get KO'd, roundhouse kicked into next year.
I did like how, so he throws the first kick, and then he spins around and does, obviously, the kick for the knockout, and then runs away.
Well, he knew.
Well, no, it's not necessarily that he knew. He wanted to get away from it.
Oh, sure.
You know, just in case there was a, you know. A kickback or spit as you're hitting the ground.
I've
or,
never seen a knockout like that.
That's why I talked to Brad Penny over the weekend or might have been, I think it was yesterday I mentioned it to him because I asked him if the Dodgers have called him asking him to come out and pitch, that they need some pitching.
He needs another World Series ring.
Yeah, yeah.
He's got some empty fingers.
You could always use more.
Yeah.
you could always use more.
How many is enough? Is one ring the same as three? Three the same as five. Five the same as six.
Obviously not.
I mean, is LeBron's four going to go down as equal to LeBron or to Jordan's six?
Well, it can't because one's four and one's six.
Okay, but so if they both got six, then it'd be the same.
Yes, if you both except, have six, then Jordan, six is the same.
Except unlike LeBron, you know, Jordan stayed in one city and got all six rings at home.
Honestly, I think LeBron's is more impressive.
What?
I do.
What?
I do.
Who could win a championship with Will Perdue? And Bill Cartwright and Horace Grant. What do they call him in the documentary?
I don't know. I didn't watch it.
I mean, come on. Like, he had nobody on his squad. I mean,
Jordan?
Yeah, he had Pippen and he had Rodman.
Okay.
Who else? Steve Kerr?
I honestly believe I could win an NBA championship with Pippen and Rodman and Kerr. And Purdue.
Okay. No, are you crazy? You lost your mind.
Some guy basically said that. And I'm like, well, they're like, well, Jordan didn't bring anybody in. Dennis Rodman came.
Yeah.
And his comment was, well, he didn't win any All-Stars. You know, he didn't go any All-Stars after that. He was an All-Star. I would take Dennis Rodman over almost any player you could mention.
Maybe not Anthony Davis. Anthony Davis could be the best player in the world right now.
The Greek freak still has that.
Yeah.
As stupid as this is. And this is going to be a what's your name again?
Matt.
This is going to be a Matt McClellan stupid comment, but I'm going to make it.
I'm going to write it down.
I think I'd rather have Dennis Rodman than I would Anthony Davis.
Because Rodman's unpredictable.
Everything about him. The part that we were talking about off the air. He's going to get in your head. He's going to do stupid stuff. He's going to get you riled up. He's going to. I mean, Anthony Davis could be, when it's all said and done, a better basketball player.
But the difference is Anthony Davis can stretch the court.
Sure.
He hit a fadeaway three-pointer to win the game at the buzzer, you know, in the – I mean, Rodman's not taking that shot, and he couldn't make it if he did.
Well, Jordan's taking it.
Of course.
It's not that he's not taking it. They don't need him. They didn't need him or want him to take that shot. Dennis Rodman's job was rebound, get in your head, cause fights, kick reporters in the nuts, right, you know, whatever right. Rodman needed to do,
right.
You know, help sell jerseys because he would always take it off. How would you like to be one of those people sitting courtside and when he would get all ticked off and he takes the jersey off and throws it at you?
I would wear it.
Right?
I would wear it.
I don't know if I'd wear it, but I'd certainly frame it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's D-Rod. I mean, would you rather have a D-Rod or an A-Rod?
A D-Rod all day. Well, I mean, you always make fun of me for my antics, but like Dennis Rodman and I are very similar. You know, he was a nobody on the Pistons. I mean, name the starting players of the Pistons back in the day.
What, are you stealing my story?
No, but I'm
I've
just
told
saying.
That story.
Well, the same
thing. You know what story?
Oh, yeah, because you're in the Super Bowl.
He said that, he not was the wearing, Super Bowl.
Nice.
There are no messages.
Sounds like.
Okay, well, let's.
Lord, is that you?
Yeah, the Lord's talking to us. All right. Well, we'll take care of the house here in a second. Let's go to the phone lines like we started the show with. It's kind of March. We're going to go back to March for the Firestone Grand Prix of St. Pete. Only it's not March. It's whatever month this is.
October.
Next week, the race is back on. And very excited about it. Let's welcome to the program a former winner of the race, Will Power. Will, how are you?
Very well. How are you guys?
Not too bad. We appreciate your time. How strange is it, a race that you've driven in so many years to start a season is now going to be the race to finish the season?
Yeah, I mean, it's just all around being a strange season. Usually everyone's all ready to go in March, and you've peaked in your fitness, and you've done all the training and test days in the car, and you turn up and all good to go. But this year we got there and suddenly it was cancelled. So yeah, really happy that we get to run the event. It's an amazing track and venue. I love the place, and really excited that we can have 20,000 fans there each day.
Let's go back just for a second. You brought it up. We were in the pits, that whole week with some of the other drivers. And, you know, talk about the emotion that you went through, because it went from the race is going to it's postponed to it's canceled to, well, we're still going to race, to hold on, let's find out. And then all the cars went in the trailers and everybody went home.
Yeah, it was, like I say, you kind of, you know, set your training schedule based on when that race is to kind of peak, you know, a week before. And you do all the simulation work because you've got a simulator here and you're really ready to go and G'd up for the season. And it's such a strange feeling. It's kind of, you know, going home and being home that weekend when we should be racing. Just, I have no other word to describe it but weird. And then you were wondering, well, when are we going to race again? And that kind of dragged on for quite a while. So, yeah, it was a big letdown, I'd say. Big letdown. It was kind of a big anticlimax.
Now the race, as we all know, and limited number of tickets went on sale earlier today. We are going to give away some tickets later on in the show. Do you look at this race next week? Will you run it differently with it being the last race of the season than, you know, the opening of the season?
You will, because the circumstances are different. In our team, we have a teammate, Joseph Newgarden, who's in the championship hunt. And, we've got a race accordingly. Basically, two other teammates, I've got myself, and we've got to put ourselves between Joseph and Dixon. So, yes, you're not turning up with the understanding that it's the beginning of the championship and you're going to race according to that. Turning up, it's the last race of the season. You know, I can potentially finish third if I finish 15 points ahead of Herter. So there's all that going on. So it will be quite a different feel. Plus, everyone's been racing, so everyone's in good form.
Right. Interesting. Well, what do you like about the track here in St. Pete?
Well, it's quite a technical track. I mean, you think about all the corners, they're complex as the corners, so there's always compromise. If you charge the first part, the second part of the corner will suffer. And I like it. I really have done well at that track. I'm always fast there. It's one of my favorite street courses. It really is.
What, as you're driving at 3,412 miles an hour, what is going through your mind? I mean, or are you so focused on the track that there's really nothing going on?
Well, you don't even think about speed. You're just thinking about the next braking point, the apex. The amount of information that you got to process at a high speed just gives you no room to be thinking about how fast you're going or, really what you're doing. Yes, definitely some subconscious actions going on when you're driving. It requires a lot of mental capacity. So, especially street courses, there is no room for error. You make a mistake, you hit the wall.
And Matt, you know that from the media race.
I have been off road on that course. We know the sharp turns and the unforgiving track.
You know, every year, well, you know, they'll put some of us lucky media in cars and they race us around. And Matt was in one of them, and the driver lost control, and you know, went through the grass. Yeah, it was. I'd like to be on it, but I'm glad I wasn't. If that makes sense.
Oh man, who was the driver?
Remember the driver was?
I don't know if it was in the Porsche, it was in the green or the green BMW, the M3.
Oh no, you're lucky, and, man. Like there was grass there, off road. Not wall.
Well, and he's got the video, so every once in a while he'll throw it on. You know, it is pretty funny. So now we're 10 days out from the race. When do you come in town, and basically what will the week be like? I mean, is there anything between you coming to town and then the actual race on Friday, Saturday, Sunday?
Well, I'm turning up on Friday because it's a two-day weekend. It's a shortened weekend. We just practice and qualify on Saturday. So turn up on Friday, and there won't be, not much in between. I'm sure other drivers turn up earlier and maybe go to the beach and hang out, but I got my wife and my son with me, so stay at home as long as possible and then go straight to the race.
As you look back, final question, and not necessarily just Firestone's Grand Prix of St. Pete, but of your entire career, which is very impressive, what one thing sticks out? Not necessarily what, you know, victory or, you know, just what one thing, whether it was a particular pass or one thing that sticks out in your career to you?
In my whole career, not just at St. Pete, you mean the whole career?
Yes, sir.
Winning the Indy 500 victory lane. There's no better feeling. That sticks out in my career, something I'll never forget. It took a long time, too. Cool.
God, I'm sorry?
But I said it took a long time to win that race as well. So it was extra special.
All right, so let me ask you this question. All right, you know, Matt mentioned kissing the bricks. You brought up winning the Indianapolis 500, and we talk about all sorts of different things on the show. So it's legendary for the driver to get out and kiss the bricks. Fans get to go on the tour of the track, and then they go out there, and I'll be honest, I've done it once as well. Is that almost disrespectful to drivers that go out there and earn the right to do that?
No, I don't think so. I mean, no, I've never even thought of it like that. I didn't, you know, I think it's pretty cool that the fans get to go out there and can see the bricks and kiss the bricks. You got to be careful, though. You don't want to get COVID because all those people kissing those bricks.
Well, back when I did it, you know, COVID wasn't around. This was many, many years ago, but good stuff. Well, I'm looking forward to the race that was scheduled for March next week. I'm looking forward to it. Thank you very much for your time. We're going to put you on hold, and if you can give my producer your address, we'd like to send you out some gear from Ape Man Strong for giving us a couple minutes of your time, and looking forward to seeing you in town next week.
Awesome. Thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.
Thank you, sir. That is Will Power. And like I said, I don't know if it's karma, I don't know if it's good luck, but the last 2 years, the driver that we had on went on to win the race.
You know what's good luck for me? With Will Power being on? I believe he was my first interview when I joined the network 4 years ago.
Really?
He was the first one that, you know, we did a live interview with. And I believe Alex and I were the one to interview. You were out of town. And so it's good to see it come full circle.
Good stuff. So what we're going to do in the next hour, we're going to pull something that Will said.
Okay.
And that's how you're going to win.
For a trivia question?
The trivia question.
Love it.
So all you had to do is pay attention.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you right now, it's not going to be winning the Indianapolis 500.
And you know, I'm a gearhead, and I grew up in Indiana by the Speedway.
Gearhead or knucklehead? I'm
both,
not sure which.
Both. Okay. But today I posted a picture of my 1997 Brickyard 400 pace car, the Camaro that I sold to start my first pizzeria, kind of like Papa John. So I'm in the hunt. I'm looking for that original car with the same VIN number. I want my Camaro back with the Hugger orange racing stripes and the houndstooth leather. I'm ready to get it on at the St. Pete Grand Prix. I'll do the pace lap. I'll go out there and lead the lap.
As long as you run it, you don't drive it.
I'll push that car.
I don't think you could run that track.
What do you mean you couldn't run it?
I don't think you could. I don't think
I've already run it. I did the St. Pete Grand Prix 5K race.
When?
3 years ago, 5 years ago, I don't know, 7 years ago.
Luckily, it's break time.
I have this medallion. I won.
Well, anybody can get a medallion. You can buy them on eBay.
Well, then I'm a finisher. That's what they call me.
This is like Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
You're as cold as ice. You're willing to sacrifice our love. You never take advice. Someday you'll pay the price. I know. I've seen it before. It happens all the time.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
I'm Adam Richman, culinary traveler and gastronaut, and you are feasting your ears on Knockout Radio. Who wants a knuckle sandwich?
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
How would you like to be like Jorge Masvidal, Dustin Poirier, Daniel Cormier, Joe Rogan, me, and many, many others? You could also own an amazing painting from Ross Bain's Art. Ross paints original canvas art, including custom commission work. There is nothing Ross Bain's can't paint. Ross was commissioned to paint the Masvidal flying knee mural on the ATT gym wall as well. Hang a painting in your house or office of your favorite athlete, actor, pet, family, sunset, you get the idea. Check out his amazing talent on the online store at rossbainsart.bigcartel.com and join the Ross Baines Art owner family. Follow Ross today on Twitter at Ross Baines Art.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxen millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call them at 727-290-9873.
Join the Humane Society of Tampa Bay for their virtual week of giving October 5th through the 10th. This week will include a silent auction, wine pool, raffles, and conclude with a one-hour virtual show at the Humane Society of Tampa Bay's new shelter. Visit humanesocietytampa.org to learn how you can participate.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Taylor, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
All right, we are back hanging out here at Torta Pizza, 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. So what else is up?
Nothing. I mean, the Indy 500, don't they start with Jim Nabors singing?
Well, they did, but didn't he die?
Well, I mean, I'm talking about...
I don't think he can sing it you know.
I know, but do they do anything like that at the St. Pete Grand Prix? Is there anything special like that?
I don't think so.
We should create something.
What would you like to create?
Like a call to action, like attention race fans, and, you know, then we could.
I think we should for the finale for the Firestone Grand Prix of St. Pete.
Okay.
We should have a protest and block this start finish line.
There probably will be. I mean, with the way that's been going down at the pier.
Trust me, there won't be.
You think they're going to push everybody out?
You can't get on the track.
Yeah, but they're going to make it so where when you're trying to have dinner, they're going to interrupt you, and you go to the new pier, and they're going to try to march through and like cause a scene.
I'm curious what happened, because a very strong, strapping young man went down to the pier yesterday.
Okay.
So I'm curious if anything happened.
And what happened? Nothing?
I don't know. Have you talked to Jared since we moved the hot tub?
No, I haven't.
Right.
Oh, no.
Yeah, well, he was going down there.
Well, if anybody's going to survive altercation in the street, I would put it in the hands of the bare knuckle boxer.
Just because he killed somebody in combat.
He did kill a guy.
That's.
I mean, like, and they save lives. I mean, you're pretty much, if you kill someone and you bring them back to life, it counts as a wash, I think.
No.
Why? Well, you saved them, so you're a hero. You saved a life, and then you took a life. So it's like it never happened.
Whatever.
It's just a plus and minus system. It's like banking.
So do we want to talk about shaking hands, or are we done?
Are we done? I'm done with shaking hands. I mean, I don't really care.
I'm never shaking hands again.
Because of COVID?
No, just because I...
You just don't like people.
I just don't like people.
So this pandemic gave you the ability to just do what you inherently didn't like doing anyway. Like it used to be, business deals were all sealed with a transaction of a handshake. Hey, yes, I agree to what we talk about. So business contracts, memorabilia, shaking hands, you know. So now it's totally acceptable to say, hey, you know what, just send me an e-doc. I'll just...
Or your elbow thing that you used to do.
Yeah, with the former governor, what do they call that? He was Andrew Gilliam. Remember? Andrew Gilliam came here. Yeah. And then before, I mean, thank God I didn't touch his hands. Who knows where those things have been? But
I'm not touching it.
Pizza. I was trying to bait you. I was trying to get you like the softball teams to like get you to cross over the line.
Is that your headphone or mine that's moving around?
It's
like
mine.
That? All right. So how about taking that thing off? Change it out. Because not only is it bothering all of our audience, it's bothering me. Why are you saying yes? It's not like anybody can hear you. I understand that. But don't talk to me while we're trying to fix your problem. It just doesn't make sense, you know, for that. So with that said, I think you need to, at some point, the information for against fight.
I would do that. Probably do that.
You like Ortega or you like Korean Zombie? Ortega hasn't fought in about 3.5 years.
It's true.
How come Will Power didn't jump on that I said you're driving at 3,216 miles an hour?
He totally missed it. It was over his head. Maybe it was too fast for him.
Or too slow.
That's true.
It might have been too slow.
That's possible.
Yeah.
Before we move on to the UFC, do you want to talk about our hometown Rays, about being up 3-0 against the Astros, one game away from the World Series?
All right. Let me give you my take on that.
Yes.
Yes, it would be great for the Tampa Bay area, for the Tampa Bay Rays to get into the World Series and then win the World Series.
Yes.
I am not rooting against the Rays. I'm not rooting for them, but I'm not rooting against them.
Okay.
Okay.
That's fair enough.
I did want the Houston Astros to win the World Series.
Because of the cheating scandal from last year?
Yes.
And because of COVID, they all served their suspensions while there's no game of play.
I'm not even sure they got suspensions,
right, they're, you know,
which was half the problem.
Like, you're suspended 3 months. Okay, well, we'll resume baseball in August.
I'm pretty sure that most of them, and the ones that we believe are the biggest culprits, nothing happened to them. All that happened was your general manager get fired. Then they pull Dusty Baker out of the grave and stick him on a bench.
Don't be nice to Dusty Baker.
Oh, my God. He's been around since Joe Morgan was a kid.
That's the inception of baseball.
Oh, my goodness. I wanted Houston to win it. I want the Rays. I would rather the Rays win it than Houston. But I thought it was the ultimate FU to the world, who were so mad that the Houston Astros cheated. How come we haven't heard much, okay? There's banging of trash cans. There's the the cameras, there's the beepers on the jerseys and all that.
Uh-huh.
Remember the Yankee that used to, he got thrown out of games because he was banging on trash cans?
No.
Yeah, and then he would take the bat or whatever and he would hit the roof of the dugout.
Okay.
How come nobody's ever said, well, that maybe he was sending signals? Oh. I've never heard. I'm not saying it hasn't been said, but I don't pay attention to other people. I've never heard them saying that that could have been them passing info as well.
I mean, it doesn't matter if you win the championship. That's the only time it's under scrutiny, and that's when people look for it. Like,
shouldn't be.
Because if you cheat and it doesn't, you know, earn a victorious, like, then they just let it go. Like, you cheated, but you lost.
I think that it just makes out to be you're a really bad cheater.
That's true.
If you're cheating and it doesn't help you to win, you're a really bad cheater. And where is the line? And again, I don't believe in unwritten, written, all that kind of stuff. So you can steal signals, but you can't steal them because you're smarter than everybody else with help.
Right.
With help.
Right. I mean, look, bodybuilding. People cheat all the time. Steroids.
Well, they all do.
And if they, you still know, beat, they still got beat by a pizza man.
If you know that the opponent is stealing signs, isn't that on you? Shouldn't you hide your signs better?
Well, how do you hide them? You paint your fingernails neon green so you can see them better.
You give the wrong signals. You change it up. I did that. When I coached high school baseball, I used wrong signals. So, like, I would let you steal my signals.
And then your player knew there was a wrong signal.
Exactly.
So you did something else.
Exactly.
Yeah, but there's no time to build that kind of chemistry and steal signals.
And then I remember vividly, I stole signals, which again, nothing wrong with it.
Okay.
And then my signal to my batter, your first name was fastball, your last name was curveball. I think we hit 400 home runs that game.
Right. Sounds like the Rays.
It was a really bad catcher.
The Rays, like 70% of their runs come from home runs this postseason.
Home run dude hit the other day, you know, after Chapman tried to take his head off, you know, during the season.
Uh-huh.
Ultimate F you.
Yeah.
I'd like ultimate F you.
What's the worst cheating in baseball? Is it cork bats? Is it pine tar? Is it
pine stealing? Tar, you bring in a pine tar because of George Brett?
I'm just saying. I mean,
what's
like,
pine tar got to do with it?
Well, I don't know. It was a big deal back in the day.
You know where pine
tar... Sammy Sosa, cork bats. And,
well, again, that's not pine tar. Pine tar, where pine tar was a big deal...
Pitching.
Was it really wasn't pine tar, but it was very similar. Lester Hayes from your Oakland Raiders put it all up and down his arm. And he literally had an interception when the ball got attached to his elbow. And that's a true story. It stuck. And that's when it got banned after that.
So now they use the stickums, right? Like the
Well,
the
it
gloves.
Was stickum. Right, that, right. What I'm saying, it was the stickum that was all over him. Huh. But, you know, what is and what isn't? You know, yeah, pine tar is cheating. I mean, corking a bat is cheating.
Because if you're really dominant, couldn't you just tell the opposing team, say, you know what, I'm going to throw a three-seam fastball, and you can't hit it. I don't care what if you know it's coming. I don't care if your coach knows it's coming. I don't care if the batter knows it's coming. You can't hit it because it's got great movement, and I dominate you in the game of play.
Everyone's favorite friendly fisherman, Steve Monroe, when we used to play softball very competitively, he would tell the outfield where he was hitting the ball. Right. He would tell the right fielder, back up, and they wouldn't listen to him, and then he hit the ball over their head. That's the ultimate F you.
That's the biggest F you.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do that. That's just dominant.
It is. I don't know if I've ever played with or against a better athlete than
Steve Monroe.
Yeah.
The Walmart greeter.
The Walmart greeter.
What would you do if you walked into Walmart and he demands to see your receipt?
Tell the story. You can't just talk to me privately.
So Steve Monroe, otherwise known as Tiger.
That's just not his real name.
Yeah. He does not work for or have any affiliation with Walmart. But you know how they check your receipt, leave a Sam's Club and the big warehouse, you know, BJ's and other places. So he actually pretends like he's working there without a uniform, without a badge. He just demands to see people's
receipts.
Can I
see your receipt?
And then he records it and puts it on Facebook. And you see all these reactions. And people just, like sheep, just hand it over. And like, he's going through their bags and questioning them on purchases they bought. Like, why do you need that? Like, what's going on down there? It's epic.
It is pretty funny.
It's true. That could be a reality show. I mean, forget the impractical bloopers. Like, Steve Monroe could have a reality show just doing that and then questioning people's life and decisions.
You know what's funny is a new employee. They let them just talk among themselves. A new employee at Staff Zone started work this week.
Okay.
And somehow Tiger's name came up.
Oh, really?
And he said, he's a legend. I know who he is.
A legend? Dropping the L word on the first day.
Yeah. He goes, oh, I've seen him at golf tournaments. You know, he would pay you, you know, you pay him for the long drive and he hits 17 miles. And so.
Wow.
Yeah. Tiger's legit.
Tiger's a legend. Tiger's a living legend, a local legend.
He just went out. They went to Vegas. They picked up Cedric the Entertainer.
Right.
They picked up, who was the guy that wanted to kill the president? Lopez.
George Lopez.
George Lopez. Okay. And I think Anthony Anderson.
Oh, okay.
Better known as Antony.
Antony.
If you've seen the commercial.
No.
The mom calls him Antony.
Oh, okay. Oh, I think it's like a Lincoln or something.
I don't know.
Explorer. I don't know.
I think it was about a cell phone.
Okay.
But
yeah. No, that's a... good stuff.
All right, so next week we will pick a driver, okay. And whosoever driver finishes higher, the other guy has to do something.
Okay.
Maybe a 10-minute on your deal over there.
Oh man, the GNAT Nation taking over the world. I'm telling you, that is the next level. You know what I didn't realize last week when Brandon and Johnny Appleseed were here from Denver to install.
Did they leave breadcrumbs all the way from Denver here?
Yeah, that's how they got back. Okay. That's the only way they knew how to get home. And, you know, what I didn't realize, I thought it was just a workout apparatus. I thought it was simulated rock climbing. I understood that part. I didn't understand the psychological part. I didn't understand that it triggers the nervous system that's responsible for fear. So it actually puts you in a state of fear without any risk or damage or actual real danger to your life. So it can help you, especially in a martial art combat sport where you can actually slow down the gameplay. You know, they talk about that in baseball, right? Baseball's coming at 100 mile an hour. Most people see a blur, right? If they even see the blur. But baseball players, they can slow down the ball. They can actually see the seams on it as it's coming towards them because of their mind and the way they train. So
because their mind.
Slow down their mind.
Their mind makes them be able to see the ball.
Slow their mind down. They can see the ball coming. They can be the ball, see the ball.
I'm going to say that it's better eyesight.
It could be. I mean, like, but it's training. It's repetition. It's experience, and it's being in that mode. So this gives people the ability of being in a fearful state without the risk to actually train. So when you are in fear, you will make hopefully better decisions, better life decisions. Like, it'll slow down where instead of panicking, some people in panic, they just shut down and collapse. They see a traffic wreck. They see blood. They see somebody jump out in a clown mask, and they just collapse. They shut down because of panic and fear. This can train that at will. Plus, it's decompressing. I'm all in. Yes, Mr. Harris, first row.
How does this do that?
The machine?
Yeah.
Because
how does it change?
Because you're at a 30-degree angle. So it takes away your balance and your equilibrium. So in a normal state, when your heels are above your brain, your body is conditioned to normal, like, resistance, gravity, forces, wind, unlevel floor surfaces. You're already conditioned for that. But when your body's hanging off of an apparatus at a 30-degree, like, decline or incline or a 30-degree angle, then it forces your mind to, like, fire all these cells and connect with your muscles until you get back to physical control to where you feel safe again. That's what that does. Like, and I'm the only one to have one east of Colorado. Like, it's the only one. It's a Tour de Pizza. You can come try it. Come check it out. Come. You don't believe it? Come get on it. See how you feel after a week of doing it. I'm telling you, it will change your clarity, take away your anxiety. I've already, a week in, I'm already a different person. I sleep better. It's already working.
What?
I'm just telling you. I'm telling you. If I didn't see it with my own eyes, if I wasn't living it, I wouldn't believe it.
I'm going to tell you, I could do this as many times as you want. And okay. This isn't a rip on it,
yeah.
Because I liked it.
Yeah.
I enjoyed doing it. But there's no way me getting on there is going to make me do any of those things that you said.
And you know what it does for MMA fighters? Combat sport. Because it uses 603 muscles simultaneously, it simulates being at altitude training. So instead of having to go to Colorado and train at the Olympic Center in Colorado Springs to get a competitive advantage as an athlete, you know, you can actually train at sea level here and get the same benefit of oxygen deprivation to the muscles.
I can just go to the beach and train and I'm at sea level. Turn that phone off. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Snap Zone. Top of the hour. We'll be right back.
Let me tell you now. I took her home to my place, watching every move on her face. She said, look, what's your game?
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
It's your Romero here and the Knockout Radio.
Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Ape Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low-carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1,
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3,
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3.
Listen.